to a great yawning mouth in the earth to expedite the dying process. What did it see down in that cave, this skeleton, when it was robed in flesh, before time stripped it naked, leaving only bones and chains for academics and photographers and writers? I saw a picture of the skeleton in a library as I was fanning the pages of a university volume on religion. I looked at it for a while, scratching the side of my face under the sickly white glow of fluorescent bulbs. A few feet away, a man took an audible sip of a coffee from a branded paper cup and cleared his throat. I wondered, is this what he, the skeleton, had in mind? I doubt God smiled his approval on that starving skeleton in the dark, or that he asked the monk to whom the skeleton belonged to bear chains, to be alone, or to offer such a display of allegiance as to wither and rot just to prove it so, his chains and bones eventually becoming a magazine clipping, a textbook entry, see figure A. Perhaps God asked of the monk the love that burns away sin and rotates the wayward heart, but maybe cold discipline was all the skeleton had to offer. So he clung to those stones and those chains like the cicada to the branch, waiting, straining to peel free of himself. Maybe he closed his eyes, wanting to will some other, better version of himself to escape the not-so-great one. Maybe he was down there in the dark, that monk, waiting for something to happen, not knowing that the something that would happen would be death. All of living is a series of deaths. The entire world is organized and configured for the destruction of the religious imagination. Our inborn appetites for the mysterious, the mystic, the something behind and beyond all this have been dulled by touchscreens and fast food and same-day deliveries, and we are left with little more than the sad, stunted superstition that the universe is mostly quantifiable and totally without grand design or purpose. The world, as we know it, is a series of flashing images, of twinkling distractions made by people for people, because what people really want is to forget that, somewhere inside, their hungry skeletons are reaching out for the something behind the wall of distraction. For many millennia now, the primitive and then slightly less primitive human being has peered into the canopy of space overhead, an upright ape reaching into it with a soul full of longing, wanting so bad for something behind and beyond all this. In the ancients' blood-soaked foolishness, they sacrificed children to curry the approval and favor of whatever divine power looked down into the dome of human darkness, approval and favor that can never be conjured by behaviors or bloodletting, approval that was already theirs, long before they steadied the blade over the trembling child. Human beings wrote and read and studied rule books, practically killing themselves to uphold each line item with exact specificity, killing others who refused to acknowledge those same rules, beholden to other powers and gods. They starved themselves, set themselves on fire, anything and everything to send a message into the mysterious heavens. Do you see me? Will you know me? I was here. I mattered. I didn't want to be alone. But they weren't alone. They never were. The terrible irony of the great command at the heart of this book is that the decree requires not initiative, but reciprocation. We love because we were loved first. But why? What in sad, scrambling humanity, primitive, then slightly less so, did the omnipotent God over all creation deem so fundamentally lovable that he would willfully give himself for humanity's sake? Just you. With all your secret garbage, your terrible inconsistencies, the tangle of contradictions that is you. The God who is, fundamentally, love, could do no other but act in eternal accordance with love. He loved us first. He loves us now. And God broke down the walls erected by primitive, and then slightly less primitive man, in order to come near to us. He made himself known to us in story and song, in parable and poem, in practice and prayer,